This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you woke yet? Now, I don't mean like waking up from your nap or whatever, because I know you all set your alarm when it's time to visit the Kevin Jackson Show when we're coming on. You don't have to do that because you can go right to the KevinJacksonShow.com and listen anytime you want on the podcast. But if you are listening to me at the assigned time that you should, my question is not about waking you up from a slumber, from your sleep, Rip Van Winkle. My question is, are you woke yet? Do you realize that you are one tweet away from being fired? One tweet. Do you realize that you are one innocent comment away from losing your job, conservative? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Again, I can't say it enough. I wrote a book called Race Pimping, and I wrote it two, three years ago, and it is still applicable in a decade from now. If you don't do your job, it will still be applicable then. I told you white folks, get in on the race pimping of becoming black. Come on, don't let Rachel Dolezal be the only one. You are one something away from catastrophe because the social justice warriors are out there waiting to get you, waiting to get, hear you say the wrong thing or have the wrong thought, even before you think it, before you say it. And that's exactly what the social justice movement is about. It is meant to scare the living daylights out of you to where you keep your mouth shut. A friend of mine said he didn't even want to mention that he's glad that the George Floyd funeral is done so we can move on. He did not want to say that because he was afraid of the repercussions, the ramifications of saying something. What? Is that stupid? Wow. Let me tell you something. Folks, I'm here because I will say the things that you are afraid to say. And my suspicion is you are here because you want to hear the truth. You want to hear your thoughts realized, your opinions actually spoken, so you can say, I said that. That's what I was thinking. I wish I could say that. I think that's why a lot of you are here. You're living vicariously through me. And fortunately for you, we all agree in speaking the truth, and I'm willing to do it for you. I joked with a radio buddy of mine. I said, that's what you white folks do. You come to black people and you say, hey, and we say it for you because we have indemnity. I can get away with it, as you say. Well, here's a dirty little secret, folks. I would do this if I were white. I know you're afraid. You don't want to lose your careers. As I said earlier, you're one tweet away from being fired. I was one tweet away from being fired. When I called the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks, did I stop? Did I, oh my gosh, I don't know, this, if I, what will happen if I do this? I told you guys I had a conversation with God before I pushed the button, and he said to me, he goes, Kev, you do realize pushing that button is going to change your life dramatically. And I said, I do, God. That's why I have you. Click, and I pushed the button. And Fox fired me within 5 minutes. Do I seem daunted by it? No, I'm undaunted. Fox lost, not Kevin Jackson. You know how many people come to me every single week, almost every day, and they say, Kev, I miss you on Fox. I miss you on Fox. There's a lot of people on Fox. They can't wear my jock strap. That's not because I think of myself as so great. I know what I delivered to Fox. You want to know why my commentary on Fox was so great? And I will say that it is, without trying to sound self-aggrandizing. I'm not bragging. You want to know why my commentary on Fox was so freaking awesome? Because it was truthful. It's that simple. I wasn't afraid to say what others are afraid to say. Anyway, have you heard of these autonomous zones? These are areas of Seattle where you can, quote, leave the U.S. and enter into a new version of America. Let's just call it hell, because that's what it is. And this friend of mine, he had a tweet up about it, and I swear, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to read this tweet to you. He says, day one, utopia of F capitalism and F the police. Also on day one, homeless people robbed us. Please send, I don't know, he says soy from capitalism. I don't know if he's saying somebody. But homeless people robbed, day one. Day two, warlord took over and is beating the crap out of us. Please send police. He says, sound like a witty joke? It's real life. That's what happened in Seattle. The moment that they said, screw the police and screw capitalism, homeless people started robbing the citizens of Seattle. They wanted capitalists to show up to send, I don't know what it is. I don't know what soy is, if that's like a shortened for something, or they actually wanted soybeans. But then the second day, warlords, people that decided, the shot callers said, oh, no cops, we'll run this mug. And they started beating the crap out of Seattle's citizens. File that under, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. You have any sympathy for Seattle? You have any sympathy for Portland, where Antifa runs wild in that city? By the way, in Seattle, believe it or not, the governor of Washington, Governor Jay Inslee, claims that he knew nothing about what was happening in Seattle. How detached can you be to not know that in one of your biggest cities, that the mayor is letting thugs run the city? People are getting their constitutional rights completely violated, getting the crap beat out of them for nothing, and you don't even know. Folks, do you think that the normal Democrat voter, the independent voter, is not watching this and going, wow? I don't know how crazy, what your sensibilities are. You recognize this. Don't think all these Democrats and independents are so far gone they don't get it. You're seeing only the craziest of the crazies. You're seeing that fringe 5 to 10% that's always out there raising heck. And you may think, whoa, if this is the way the world is going, we've got no chance. Trust and believe. Those fringe groups are scaring the heck out of Democrats and independents. That's why they're losing so many. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we've got Democrat politicians donning African garb and kneeling for lies. And I asked the question earlier in the broadcast, have you ever seen a politician, or particularly a Democrat, kneel for a fallen police officer? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, they'll do the moment of silence or whatever, but did they get dressed in blue, you know, the thing that depicts police officers, and go and do some sort of a Cirque du Soleil type presentation so that they could all kneel for the fallen officers? Have they kneeled for the number of black babies killed by abortions? Have they kneeled for the number of blacks killed by other black folks? Boom. Short answer is no. No, they can't get on bended knee for that, but they can get on bended knee for the lies that are told around Black Lives Matter. Lies. And look, if you want to buy into it, if you want to believe, say, well, I can't say this because Black Lives Matter. If I say this, it's going to make people mad. People getting fired for All Lives Matter are being criticized, publicly chastised for saying everybody's important to me. Can you imagine me on Fox having a debate with a Black Lives Matter person? Kevin, you don't understand the black condition. And I say, I understand it completely. And if you want to convince this brother that black people are worth more than anybody else, I'm going to call you what I would call anybody else saying that. You are an abject racist. And you'll never hear those words come out of my mouth. Black Lives Matter is racist, period. All lives matter, and they matter equally. And the only thing that makes them disproportionately equal is the level of closeness you have. I have white friends that I give a lot more care about their life or death than I do black people that I know. A lot of them. And vice versa. I have a lot of black friends. I have a lot of black family that I care about more than anybody. And their deaths I take more than any. But their lives are not worth anything more. We're all equal, theoretically, right? You can be influenced. Oh, you can bring out my bias. Oh, Kevin, he used to rape children. Sorry, I don't care about that life. But without knowing who the person is, without having any other information about him, all lives matter. And they certainly matter to somebody. Even the guy that raped babies, I promise you, his mother cares. His mother is torn up over his death, no matter how bad they are. That's what God is all about, just for the record. God is there to go, I don't care what you did, what you've done with your life. I don't care. I still love you. If you want to believe in me and believe in yourself to be redeemable, I love you. Because you know what? You are flawed. And some of you are so flawed, humanity can't stand you. Yeah, I know. Social justice warrior because of the death of George Floyd. It's been back in schools, all these colleges and universities. Got to get woke. I talked about a professor who was fired because he wouldn't move the finals for black people because we all got to, oh, George Floyd died. Well, all the black folks, oh, look out here. They need some special treatment. Somebody alert the plantation owners. Social justice agenda. You know, it starts in schools and it continues. That's why all the things that you're facing, all the things that have come to fruition that we are realizing and witnessing right now are based on decades of teaching this crap. And you want to give to your alma mater? You want to send your children into this nonsense? I would even tell you it's difficult to get a math or a science degree anymore because of the social justice agenda. We got NASCAR who says, hey, look, we are not going to allow the Confederate flag. I don't even need to go into the Southern, you know, history around the flag, but we're not going to allow that. But more importantly, we got a driver who's going to put Black Lives Matter on his car. He's going to put a lie on his car and spread that throughout the South. Because the South needs to get woke. Hey, are you woke? Is this thing on? We got the U.S. soccer team who has authorized kneeling. They have authorized kneeling on behalf of the lie of unarmed black people killed by cops. We've got monuments being attacked. This is your $1.something trillion a year that gets spent in schools that is essentially said, disregard the history of this country, the civics, the decorum, all the things that you should be taught about the rule of law, etc. Disregard that and go behead Columbus and tear down Jefferson Davis. And let's rewrite history while we're at it. I asked the question of a Democrat not long ago, what statues are you going to allow? You going to build statues to Michael Brown? You going to build a statue to George Floyd? You going to build a statue to that scumbag Barack Obama? What's going to happen? What do you think is going to stand the test of time? You going to build a statue to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler? Jim Comey? Who are you going to build a statue to? All statues are built to about flawed men or women, all of them. And in the historical context of why they're built, some are not built to things I would honor, but many of them are. And they're flawed men, every single one of them, flawed to their core, but redeemable. We got a petition to rename military bases. The president thankfully said, not even going to address it. We got enough on. I got more things important on my plate. A&E cancels Live PD, which I'm not going to lie, Dan Abrams, biggest leftist on the planet, acts like he's pro-cop. He's Dan Abrams wants to make a buck. He's glad to have a hit show. So I'm glad they canceled it because Dan Abrams and MS and the people that own that network are a bunch of leftists. So I'm glad for that. But that's not the reason they canceled it. They canceled it because they want to pretend that black, you know, they want to perpetuate the lie. Cops, the show Cops is canceled. You know why they canceled Cops? They said Cops depicts black people in a bad way. Folks, this is a reality show. It's a reality show. It's not made up. Hey, they don't go, hey, listen, go out, pay some black people to go out and beat their wives, go steal some cars, or have an unauthorized weapon, or shoot at cops, or do burglaries, and then we'll get them. We'll get them on TV. It's gotten so ridiculous that the animated kid show Paw Patrol is being scrutinized because you can't have kids believing that police are good. So you can't have good cops. So let's regulate Paw Patrol. Meanwhile, there's a surge in police shootings. Thank you, Barack Obama. That's your real legacy. Your legacy of chaos and mayhem and crime in America under the guise of racial justice. Cop just shot the other day in California. And oh God, we can't let Gone with the Wind continue, right? First black female Academy Award winner, but let's disrespect her and the telling of that story in its context of the time in America when people didn't think as highly of blacks, when we were in marginal roles. But let's forget that. It doesn't depict blacks the way we want. Even Whoopi Goldberg got on and said, wait a minute, are we going to get rid of Superfly and Shaft and all these blaxploitation films, Cleopatra Jones? They didn't either, but it was a statement of the time. It was the art of the day. Gosh, people, when are we going to wake up, take this country back?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump commenting on Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's publicly voiced regret at joining the president for a photo op last week at a church across from the White House. Peaceful protesters were reportedly driven out of the area by federal forces to make that photo op possible. In a sit-down interview with Harris Faulkner of the Fox News show Outnumbered Overtime, Faulkner asked of the general's remarks during an online commencement address to military graduates,
"Do you think it's significant?"
"No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I think that's fine. I have good relationships with the military. I've rebuilt our military. When we took it over from President Obama and Biden, the military was a joke."
Milley said appearing in that photo created a false perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. And this is USA Radio News. The Republican National Convention is being moved to Jacksonville, Florida. That after the Democratic governor of North Carolina could not guarantee to President Trump that large crowds would be allowed to gather because of the coronavirus at the venue in Charlotte, which was originally chosen for the August affair. Health and safety will still be top priorities, though, according to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry.
We're going to be back in business, but we're going to do it in a safe and responsible way. And whatever protocols are necessary at that time, they'll be in place.
More than 10,000 people are expected to attend the convention. The next few days could bring over a foot of rain to parts of the East Coast, a series of downpours from Georgia to Delaware today through Sunday, and persistent heavy rain could lead to flooding in poor drainage areas. An explosion at a Houston bar shaking people miles away. Police say they don't believe anyone was inside the bar near downtown when it blew up at about 5 a.m. local time today. And this is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm talking about the winds that we're having, and they're winds being woven between the fabric, which is going to make it a very strong fabric. And I'll give you an example of a wind. See, the left for decades have always made themselves out to be the purveyors of truth and justice, and they're always looking to do the right thing. And what we've noticed over the past 3 years is how they pander, how the level of desperation for them to hold on to that power, which generates their money and separates them, us versus them. We've seen a two-tier justice system like we've never seen in our lives. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. Half of the Obama administration, maybe all of it, should be in prison for the things that they've done. Lying to Congress, lying really before courts, I guess, for all intents and purposes, FISA courts and all this other stuff. They're doing things that would land the average citizen in jail in an instant. So we see this two-tier justice system. We watch things unfold and we say, you know, none of the things that they say of themselves is true. None of it. And it's not just We know this. I've known it for a long time, since I was a kid. I've known that the leftists are disingenuous to their rotten core. They wanted me in the trap. And every time I refused to get into the trap, they hated me. They didn't like it. They didn't like this little black kid with their question, you know, why is slavery supposed to be so bad for me? I'm not a slave. I'm never going to be a slave. You know, I would ask this question. That was all my ancestors. We're past that. Oh, you want them little uppity Negroes, you know. This is I can tell you distinctly, I remember feeling this way. That's what the system wanted me to capitulate to. Kevin, there's many problems that face you, and there's nothing you can do unless you get some help. And guess what? There was always in the background that sinister boogeyman. Let me tell you who he is. He's a rich white leftist who is going to make money by making me a militant, land me in jail. And now the very same people that are doing that are trying to marginalize it. So what? Black people want to riot and loot and all that. That's just payback. Think of it as payback, America. Even if they're doing it mostly to themselves. So what? They're killing each other and robbing each other and raping each other. That's payback too. Crazy. Anyway, They've always leftists have always sought this high moral ground. Yet they're the biggest scumbags and scoundrels on the planet, rotten to their cores. And when Michelle Obama made the comment, when they go low, we go high. And I remember just chuckling to myself. When they go low, you get high. First of all, we don't go low. If we go low, it's because we have to fight in the gutter with the leftists. And I'm willing to do that. I'll tell anybody. People always tell me, Kevin, you just need to leave them alone and just take the high road or whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I'm done taking the high road. I took the high road many years of my life. I'm not taking the high road. You want to fight in the mud? I'll drown your butt in it. I will hold your head in the mud and watch it gurgle. And then I'll go home and won't lose a minute of sleep. Screw the high ground. There's no such thing when it comes to protecting your way of life and the things that you hold near. And I can prove it to you very easily. I've done it 1,000 times. Everybody want to say it with me that watches the program or listens to the program, listens to the program. If you hit my kids, there is no depth to which I will not sink to kill you. End of story. And if you disagree with me, then you're a crappy parent. Because I'm going to tell you, you touch my kids, you touch the people I love, I will defend them to the death, to your death. Now, I know, oh, man, Kevin, you know, dude, we got a Christian radio program that you're on here. What? Okay, great. What if I said that isn't Christian? Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, the Bible says you don't kill. You don't kill indiscriminately, but the Bible doesn't tell you don't protect yourself. I'm a God-fearing guy. I'm not going to go out and make trouble. I'm not going to go out and rob your house or try to rape your daughter or kill your son or you or whatever. Live and let live is my motto. But you infringe on me, and let me just put it to you this way. God programmed you a very basic instinct of survival. So if somebody attacks you, your theoretical natural instinct should be to fight back, whether you think you can win or not. But if you can win, you would probably kill. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want people to get it twisted, because I'm certainly not some vigilante. I mean, I'm not out there to get anybody. But I make no bones about what I'm willing to protect. And you know what they want? They want us to take away our guns. They want us to not be able to protect ourselves. I had a guy, he sent me a note. He says, Kevin, I work at a hardware store. I think he listens in Florida. Says he works at a hardware store. Muslim guy comes in. He says, I don't know why the guy stuck up a conversation with me. I'm just an old white guy. But he says he told me the minute Americans take that the Democrats or the leftists take away Americans' guns, the cells within the Muslim community, these Islam radicals, are going to attack. This is an old man telling me, old white guy sends me a note, and he says, this is a conversation that he had with a Muslim man. He goes, I don't know why he told me this. I guess he figured, this old white dude can't do anything to me, or maybe he won't believe me, or he's too old, he isn't going to care. But he did. The guy told me the story. The moral high ground. And so I want you to understand, as you look and survey the world, do you really feel like Democrats have the moral high ground? See, I don't think they have it. I think black people are waking up to being used. I think women are waking up to being used. I think Latinos are waking up to being used. I think the average American of whatever persuasion is going, you know what? These people are deceptive. They will use anything. And they're tired of it. They're tired of watching this play out the way that it's been playing out. I know I am. So Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. We don't go low. I want to be very clear. I'm not, I would love to just be on this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, to be a cheerleader for the conservative movement and to strengthen the backbone of a lot of my non-black listeners. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to tell you the truth. We don't go low. They go low. And Michelle Obama is telling you, when they go low, we go high. What do I tell you about Democrats? They tell you the opposite. She's telling you, when we go low, they go high. And she's exactly right. History will prove that her husband ran the most crooked administration in American history, and his smooth transition of power was a joke. And I'll ask you this. Do you think Michelle Obama didn't know that her husband was conspiring against the American people and against Donald Trump? And then do you think she cared? Yeah, when they go low, we go high. President Trump, thankfully, is destroying the Obama legacy. I'm going to get my bigger point to this is that we have the moral high ground. We've always had it. We've never relinquished it. But it doesn't appear that we've had it. It's kind of like slavery. People don't realize that Republicans were the party of anti-slavery. Free the slaves. Democrats have always held the moral high ground on slavery. And these were the people that fought for slavery, killed 386,000 Republicans because of slavery, got 270-something thousand of their own brethren killed because they wanted slavery so bad, and then formed the KKK and started lynching black folks because they were so invested in slavery. But they have the moral high ground on slavery. How in the world is that even possible? It's beyond me. Obama should be grateful for Donald Trump. Trump saved America to such a degree that Obama pretends that Trump inherited something special for him, that he handed him over this amazing economy, an economy built on massive debt, economic, what do they call it, a quantitative easing, a foreign policy that could have been endless fodder for stand-up comedians if they had any guts to talk about Barack Obama. And after Trump scuttles the rest of Obama's endless disasters, this country can rightfully forget about its first black president. And that is exactly what I predict will happen after all this other stuff surfaces and we finally get real justice in America. I'll be back to talk about the moral high ground.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic.
organic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities that want to try, but it's going to be very, very sad situation if they did, because people aren't going to be protected. So people do a tremendous job of protecting the citizens of our country, and that's what they're paid for. But whether they were paid or not, that's what they do. And, you know, somebody put it very beautifully before where they said they protect people, risk their own lives for people they've never seen before, people in many cases they don't know. You're protecting the lives of people you don't know.
Police deaths, another part of the Obama legacy that Trump has fortunately undone. Maybe we will have fewer and fewer of these officers killed. But we are under fire. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump has completely decimated the legacy of Barack Obama, and that's a good thing. But Trump won't be finished, folks. We still have Democrats to trample. And I want to remind you of some of the things that he was able to accomplish in his first 3 years and what he will do in his second term. He's destroyed their narratives around illegal immigration. And I will tell you, the Democrats' plot for the Wu flu pandemic is what we call it, is part of the reason why his immigration stuff ended up being people going, whoa, wait a minute, we got to take a look at that. And what about trade? The president preached about trade. China's taking advantage of us. All these people are taking advantage of us. We've got to bring critical manufacturing back and so on and so forth. How'd that work out for him? Not too bad. He's even taken a bite out of the left's pretense to care about our partners, NATO, the UN, the World Health Organization. Every one of those organizations, Donald Trump said, is part of the New World Order that is not bringing any value to America or the world. And he's defunded the World Health Organization, who's already had two. The coronavirus, Wu flu won't. If you don't know you have it and you're immune to it, you can't pass it. Then they came back later and go, well, 40% of you are passing it. It's like they go home and pull these stats out of their butts and go, try this and see if they'll take it. And what about NATO not paying its bills? And the UN, who's supposed to prevent wars, when we have more wars brewing at any given time since the UN started? Think about it. We had fewer wars before we had the United Nations. Now we have supposedly the United Nations. We make rules about war. And what do? We have more wars and break more rules than anything. And Donald Trump recognizes it. He put the New World Order on notice. He told NATO, pay your freaking bills. Don't try to be our friends and tell us all this stuff when we're the ones putting our, not only our money, but worse than that, our young men and women in harm's way for you. He demanded that many of our partners stop fraternizing with the enemy, Germany. Who are you to be getting oil from Putin when you know what's going on here? You know they've gone into Crimea, etc., under Barack Obama's watch, and you're buying all your oil from them, and you're dependent upon them for oil. What happens when they cut you off? That's not a friendly relationship. Little by little, President Trump chips away at the leftist facades, lies that have been perpetrated on us, the American citizens, for decades. Trump exposed. Leftists don't care about women. They don't care about feminists. They don't care about children. You think they care about students? Yeah, they don't care about baby seals or whales either. They care about your money. They care about virtue signaling so they can pretend to be of higher virtue than you. That's all this is. A ruse. Oh, these poor black kids are not getting the educations they need. Let's give some more money to this or that. And you know what's happening? People are getting filthy rich. Black people aren't getting any smarter. I do a better job of educating the average black person than the entirety of the school system. If they were to go back and listen to my lectures, that's what Melissa calls my radio show, a lecture. But if you go back and listen to these shows, you're going to learn more about how to be a better human being than you'll learn. And quite frankly, when I go into teaching about physics or science or whatever, it's profound. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it's true. It's profound. Stuff that they should be studying this stuff. Anyway, what about the party who booed God? As we've learned, folks, Democrats have a penchant for bringing up God whenever they really want to sell their bull crap. Nancy Pelosi, you know, God would not want that. And as a Catholic, blah, blah, blah. Look, I swear, go back and look at Pelosi or Barack Obama, any of the time a leftist invokes God, and you better hold on to your wallet. And I suggest you even move your hand around to your buttocks in the middle, because somebody's about to get screwed one way or the other. They don't care about God. They don't care about Christian religion, whatever. They care about the flavor of the day and whatever's going to get them the most money and power. In case you wonder why the media went ape crap over Trump holding the Bible when he visited the church destroyed by peaceful protesters, here's what Breitbart had to say. President Donald Trump walked across Lafayette Park on Monday evening after it had been cleared of demonstrators and held aloft a Bible in front of the burned-out edifice of St. John's Episcopal Church. Democrats in the media were aghast, claiming the president had ordered peaceful protesters tear-gassed merely so that he could hold a photo op. In fact, Trump's gestures had immense positive significance for the country and will likely be remembered that way. Now, I remind you, I wrote an article a while back said Trump really knows how to trigger leftists. He sends them off the deep end. But his personal appearances have really left, got these leftists just, calling the suicide hotline. These guys don't know what to do. And all he had to do this time around to trigger them was to hold up the good book, the Bible. So here's what Breitbart continued with. The president showed that he would not tolerate the desecration of a house of worship, especially if it was done ostensibly alongside a protest for the freedom of others. The president swears to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Religious freedom enshrined in the First Amendment is fundamental. The torching of the church, like the defacing of synagogues in L.A., which happened as well, was an attack on liberty itself. I've told you guys, during all this rioting, you will not find a mosque attacked. So he goes on, Breitbart says, every successful movement in American history has spoken directly to the same ideas. The way that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led the civil rights, I'm going to call him Reverend Martin Luther King, led the civil rights movement to victory, for example, was appealing to the fundamental Judeo-Christian precepts upon which the nation was based. He shamed his opponents by pointing to the principles from which they had deviated, by which they too embraced. That caused conflict, but it also enabled reconciliation. A subtle reminder of right versus wrong and symbolic to the many people who believe in God. Now, if Breitbart is right, and President Trump reminded people of civil rights leaders of the past, then he might have disconnected that invisible cord that connects Democrats to black folks. And this is why I'm telling you, the moral high ground is now coming back. Now, and that's kind of the premise of these last two segments, as I was explaining that the Democrats have held this moral high ground for years when they're not moral at all. They are amoral. They are amoral, scandalous, scurrilous scoundrels to their rotten cores. Anyway, Breitbart continues. The media and the crowd didn't realize it, but Trump had seized the moral high ground in that moment. He reached into the mainframe of the American machine and rebooted it with a source code that is the common basis for all we do. A liberal rabbi complained on Twitter that Trump was, quote, using a church as a symbol of his declaration of a war on people of this country. Wrong. The book was his symbol, not of war on people, but a common defense. The president has long accepted and embraced the idea of justice for George Floyd. The protests are no longer about justice, but the power of the far left and the media to bring the country to its knees. That's exactly right. What disturbs the left is the president took one of the most sacred things for us, religion, and the object that describes it, the Bible, and he held that up like Moses with the tablets from the Ten Commandments for everybody to see. And they know it put him in a death row.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.